Drama on One.
Sundays at 8 p.m.
rte.ie/drama on one.
Drama on One.
My name is Alan Stanford. Welcome to Hamlet in Hoth. Now, as I've said before, Polonius falls quite a long way short of being a good parent. He's far too much of a politician for that. We live in the household of Polonius as very much a male-dominated environment. There is no mention of a Mrs. Polonius. There's no mother in there. We assume that she must be dead. So it is a male society, and it's full of male principles and male-dominated ideas, and very political ideas. As I say, Polonius may not be a good father, but he's a very astute politician, and he does give some very good advice to his son before he leaves for France.
Give thy thought no tongue, nor any unproportioned thought his act. Be thou familiar, but by no means vulgar. Those friends thou hast, and their adoption tried, grapple them to thy soul with hoops of steel, but do not dull thy palm with entertainment of each new-hatched, unfledged comrade. Beware of entrance to a quarrel, but being in, bear it that the opposed may beware of thee.
It's good advice. He's saying, have friends, but make sure they are actually are friends before you start spending any money on them and trusting them too much. And if you do get into a row, make sure you come out of it acquitting yourself like a man.
Give every man thy ear, but few thy voice. Take each man's censure, but reserve thy judgment. Costly thy habit as thy purse can buy, but not expressed in fancy. Rich, not gaudy. For the apparel oft proclaims the man.
And there's another very sound piece of advice. Listen to people, don't talk too much. Listen to criticism, but don't give it too much. Look like a gentleman, look like the gentleman you are, but don't look like an idiot. Don't follow fashion, follow style. Because, as he says, the apparel oft proclaims the man. If you look like an idiot, people will tend to think that you're an idiot.
Neither a borrower nor a lender be. For loan oft loses both itself and friend, and borrowing dulls the edge of husbandry. This above all, to thine own self be true, and it must follow, as the night the day, thou canst not then be false to any man.
To thine own self be true. Very, very good advice. And if only Polonius had followed it himself, instead of being the creature of Claudius, true to Claudius rather than to his own judgment, he might have survived the play alive. But Laertes is now on his way.
Farewell, Ophelia, and remember well what I have said to you.
'Tis in my memory locked, and you yourself shall keep the key of it.
Unfortunately for Ophelia, Polonius overhears that remark. And thank you to Jake Grogan, to Lucy Sweeney, and to Daniel Murphy for that reading. As I say, Polonius, very sharp, very political, and he's onto that little exchange like a swooping hawk. Anything concerning his daughter's behavior, and more importantly, virtue, is very important to him. A daughter is a commodity, and if a daughter gets spoilt, she can't be sold. So Polonius immediately questions Ophelia.
What is, Ophelia, be hath said to you?
So please you, something touching the Lord Hamlet.
Marry well be taught. 'Tis told me he hath very oft of late given private time to you, and you yourself have of your audience been most free and bounteous. What is between you? Give me up the truth.
He hath, my lord, of late made many tenders of his affection to me.
Affection? Pwah! You speak like a green girl unsifted in such perilous circumstance. Do you believe his tenders, as you call them?
I don't know, my lord, what I should think.
Marry, I'll teach you. Think yourself a baby, that you have ta'en these tenders for true pay, which are not sterling. Tender yourself more dearly, or, not to crack the wind of poor phrase, running it thus, you'll tender me a fool.
The very important point is that Polonius, he loves words, and he loves word play. And you'll find out later on, as we move through the play, he indulges almost in constant word games with himself. But you'll notice the way he plays on the word tender. Ophelia says that, that Hamlet has of late made many tenders of his affection. Tenders as in offers or suggestions of his affection. And Polonius plays on that word. Think yourself a baby that you've ta'en these tenders for true pay, these offers of love for real love, which are not sterling, they're not real. Tender yourself more dearly. Look after yourself. Offer yourself at a much higher price. Or not to crack the wind of a poor phrase running it thus, you'll tender me a fool. In other words, he is saying, Ophelia, Hamlet is only interested in you for one thing, and you mustn't let him have it, because if you do, I'll end up with a fool. And in this sense, the fool is an illegitimate child.
My lord, he hath importuned me with love in honourable fashion, and hath given countenance to his speech, my lord, with almost all the holy vows of heaven.
Aye, Springs, to catch woodcocks. I do know when the blood burns how prodigal the soul lends the tongue's vows.
It's an interesting thing that Polonius says that, because he's saying, yeah, he's making all the holy vows of heaven, but they're just a trick. It's just a trick to get you to do what he wants. I know what it's like. He's almost confessing to the fact that when he was young, that's exactly the kind of thing he would have done. Bit of a confession there.
From this time, be somewhat scanter of your maiden presence. Set your entreatments at a higher rate than a command to parley. For Lord Hamlet believes so much in him that he is young, and with larger tether may he walk than may be given you.
And what he's saying again here is Hamlet is young, but he is a prince. And he's a man, and he's freer to do things because he's a prince and a man. You are not. You are a girl, and you are young, and you cannot have the freedom that he has.
This is for all. I would not in plain terms, from this time forth, have you slander any moment's leisure. As to give words or talk with Lord Hamlet, look to it. I charge you. Come your ways.
And this is Polonius's first great error. Because in cutting off the friendship and the possible love between Hamlet and Ophelia, he makes her a subject of Hamlet's suspicion. And he starts a process that will eventually lead to both their deaths. And thank you to Jake Grogan and Aveen Killeen for reading Polonius and Ophelia.
There, my blessing with thee. And these few precepts in thy memory look thou correcter. Give thy thoughts no tongue, nor any unproportioned thought his act. Be thou familiar, but by no means vulgar. Those friends thou hast, and their adoption tried, grapple them unto thy soul with hoops of steel, but do not dull thy palm with entertainment of each new-hatched, unfledged courage. Beware of entrance to a quarrel, but being in, bear't that the opposed may beware of thee. Give every man thine ear, but few thy voice. Take each man's censure, but reserve thy judgment. Costly thy habit as thy purse can buy, but not expressed in fancy, rich, not gaudy. For the apparel oft proclaims the man, and they in France of the best rank and station are most select and generous, chief in that. Neither a borrower nor a lender be, for loan oft loses both itself and friend, and borrowing dulls the edge of husbandry. This, above all, to thine own self be true, and it must follow as the night the day. Thou canst not then be false to any man. Farewell.
Drama on One.
Sundays at 8 p.m.
rte.ie/drama on one.
Drama on One.